Paul, do you have any update on Jacob Trouba?
Just head-to-head contact there on the ice, and we won't have an official diagnosis for tomorrow until tomorrow. Get looked at tomorrow.
You, how concerning is it to see him struggle the way that he did?
Yeah, well, I got a lousy seat there on the other side of the boards, but I've seen it happen before to players, and they bounce back pretty quick.
Paul, from your perspective, did Ben's head hit him right in the head?
Yeah, that's what we had. They both came together, and it was just helmet on helmet.
And was there contact with Jacob's head in the ice as well, or?
I can't answer that. I don't believe so.
Obviously, a pretty desperate Dallas team that's fighting for their playoff lives. How did you think your team handled the push?
They are. They give the fewest shot attempts in the league. I thought there wasn't much offense there. There were scary moments kind of at both nets. We had some real good chances that we didn't convert on, but it was a grinder start to finish. They got most of their action on their power play. It was is pretty dynamic. It's running at about 40% here in the last 7 or 8 games, so they've got it cooking. So when we had a breakdown or two, our goaler made the save, and other than that, it was a good hard-fought game.
Adam Lowry told us this morning that maybe he eases his way back in, doesn't go for the hits in first shift. I think he threw a big one. What'd you think of his game and to see him play so physical so quick?
Well, the two biggest hits of the night are Lowry and Scheif, one in the first, one in the third. So I was good. And as the game wore on, his hands came and his feet got right. And so we leaned on him a little more in some of those important defensive situations after a power play when the Sagan line comes out. And I thought that he got stronger. Both those guys got through the game fine.
And just one more. You talked this morning about Brandon Tanev's shot blocking ability. That wild scramble there in front of the net, where it looked like he actually threw a pretty good hit on the official to get into a shot blocking position.
He fights to block shots, which doesn't make him smart, but makes him very valuable.
This morning, I believe you quoted, I guess it was zone time and slot shots in terms of Dallas's defensive game. And how do you feel about how well you guys got into those spaces and with that time today?
I thought we passed up on some pucks to get our offense going. There wasn't a lot there. And if you play a better game than you don't necessarily get more. You convert on the ones that you do, and you walk away happy. So I didn't think there was easy offense for either team. They were very desperate in the way that they played. But I like the way we handled it.
And do you take those same sort of metrics into consideration with the penalty kill? I know that you mentioned Brandon Tanev specifically with penalty kills today.
We would, with our penalty kill coming in tonight, I think running fourth. So that was our 41st goal. So we had given up 10% of our goals in the first two games this year. We try to define where the shot comes from. And at times are willing to have that shot come from there. And Ben's goal in a lot of ways is a shot that we'll allow to have happen so that we don't have a seam play on that. So it doesn't go back across the middle of the ice. So our shot metrics on our PK won't be as strong as our final number. What we do have is an outstanding save percentage on our PK, in part because we think we've done a far better job this year defining that shot. We've got more clears, stronger entry stands and denials to at least contested pucks, not clean possession. But on most of what you'll see for shorthanded metrics, you would think that we give up more shots than, and our expected goals shorthanded would be, is quite a bit higher than what it eventually gives up. And so in part, we define where that shot comes from, what it's going to look like after the shot comes. And we give our goaltender a reasonable chance to stop. Every once in a while, you're going to see one like one of those goes in, or it'll be a rebound that we can't handle. But you'd also notice that our goaltending rebound metrics are really, really strong. We give them a good chance to get a handle on those pucks.
Paul, would you say, I think Patrick now has 14 goals against Dallas in his short career in 9 games. Would you say there'd be any kind of reason for that, or is it just coincidence?
I don't know. Maybe it's a finish thing, right? Take a look at Joel Armia's stats. There might be something there. I don't know what it is. If you find out, let me know. Sorry, that wasn't. It was funny, sort of funny. no deep insight on that one.
So during the streak, Paul, what have you thought of Patrick's game, and is there anything he will yet do that will surprise you?
I've loved his game, maybe up until tonight. He's played, his game was okay. Everybody don't panic, I'm not picking on him. But his games prior to tonight showed a really big change in style of play, his speed. And that is the most exciting thing. He's always going to be able to score. He's a shooter. So it'll come and go like all shooters, but he's still going to always have that shot he had at the day he walked in the door. But what we will need as his minutes grow and the competition he plays against, we need him to develop other parts of his game. The one that I think is affected most by being 19 is his strength and his leg power. And we're starting to see, you know, halfway through the year, strong men get stronger. So he has what I felt over the month and prior to Paul being here, the big driver in all of this has been his foot speed. He's driving harder. He's running actually a simpler game without the puck and driving harder straight lines. And if he continued to do that, that strength will be looking at him as a power forward by the end of this. By the end of his career, that's the label he'll get. He's a very strong man, and he can hit hard. He can certainly protect the puck. That leg, I don't think we'll describe him as a quick player, but he'll be a strong skater by the end if he continues on the path that we